What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. The other night, I was thinking about something. It was a quote by Nietzsche that I originally read in a comic book called Berserk. Let ye not battle with monsters, lest ye become a monster. And if you stare into the abyss stares back. It was a forewarning in the comic book from one person to another. In other words, in the scene, a character that was had already walked down that path had forewarned him about his future. If he continued down the path if he continued down the path of revenge, he was bound to he was bound to try to or basically he was going to end up in the very same situation that his monsters were dealing with, his inner demons. And it had me thinking, because at the time that I read that, I was going through something so deep and dark that I couldn't see straight. And I was inviting in a lot of fucking crazy people into my life. And so I had to step away and take a look at myself. I took a long look at myself. And I didn't like what I saw. I didn't like what I was attracting. What I've noticed about women, and much like artists, when you tell an artist to paint a face from memory, they always paint their own face. It's a little trick. It's funny because you see your you know the artist sees their own reflection in the mirror constantly. Every single day, so they have that memory engraved in their head. They have that memory instilled in their head. The memory of their own face, their own facial features, the structures, everything is memorized. So when they end up painting something from memory, they inevitably end up painting themselves. And I took this concept and I adapted it to the world. And I noticed that all my friends that I've ever had were all either drunks, degenerates that were trying to get their lives together, that were trying to hold it down together, and never really did anything to achieve anything greater than drinking more and more alcohol with every sitting. And if I can do that, I looked at every ex that I ever had, and I realized what it was that they were attracted to me for. And it was my degeneracy, my inability to empathize or sympathize, my cold-hearted nature. And in turn, every single one of those things that those women were attracted to were the very same essence and being that they were. You see, When women go out and they select a guy to be with, I'm just talking about the ones that go out and select. They choose to give that guy those choosing signals too. Oftentimes they see something in them that they see within themselves and don't even know. It's a subconscious thing that happens. And through that, these women end up getting involved with men who are dreamers, you know, who are frauds. They end up spinning a tale of shit that is just, you know, benign to me, at least, to say the least. A lot of the shit that these women peddle, is it's a dream, and a lot of these girls fall for that. See, what I've noticed is that a lot of the chicks that I was with never really had fathers, and if they were, they weren't really there. I didn't really think about that, that you could have a father who's not there. And so they end up being raised by their moms, like my dad. You know, my grandfather was always there, but was never there as a father. He was there financially, never there as a father. So the mom had to raise him, and she beat the hell out of these guys. And so three of her kids ended up growing up to be the most abusive motherfuckers on planet Earth. Like, I'm talking about sleep outside kind of abusive. You know, me and my cousin, whether he knows it or not, he'll never know, but he and I went through the exact same bullshit of sleeping outside. Now, my cousin tells me these horrible stories, you know, that he believes are unique to him. But these women end up being raised by very abusive mothers. And then in turn, they turn around, right? And they go looking for love, the same way that those men who were raised by their mothers, they get abandoned, they get pushed to the side, they're being told to toughen up. From the woman's cartoonish depiction of what a man is. You know, some arbitrary looking thing. You know, to be there at every beck and call, but to be out of fucking sight and out of mind. And so, when this young man grows up, starving for affection, he goes out and he fucking finds it. He'll lie, cheat, and steal his way into a woman's heart, just to have that bit of warmth. And same thing goes for women. The only difference is, they buy into it. Or sometimes they even do it themselves. They'll lie, cheat, and steal into a man's heart so that she can get financially fucking financial and emotional satisfaction. But my point is that women date the reflection that they see in the fucking mirror. They date their own characteristics, and this is why they're able to find them. Whether they know them or not, whether they know it or not. The only reason why they're able to cast judgments and, make calls is because it's a projection. It's a projection of themselves. And inevitably, they end up dating their own their own hateful characteristics because they recognize it. The deception, you know, the silver tongue, the lies, everything. And then when they get their heart broken, it's only a matter of time. They then go out and they find somebody. This isn't always the case. Rather intentional or not, but they end up taking out their frustration of their last relationship on their current relationship. And that to them is their form of therapy to download. Every single time. You see, back in my time, I started to realize that, or excuse me, back in my time, the chicks that I was into, I didn't want them to have more than one relationship. The body count thing wasn't even a factor. I remember a girl asked me, like, how many girls have you kissed? And I said, about two or three. And she was like, nah, that's good enough. And I would ask him, how many would you kiss? And like, two or one. I remember one chick never had a kiss before. It was funny the way she kissed. But that was our thing. And then a chick, like, I think I was like 17 or 18, the girls were going around telling their body counts, and it was always like one, two, one. It was the guys that they were with. And then, we got to one of the girls and she was like five. And I was like, holy shit, like, goddamn, five? That's a lot. And I remember one time a guy goes up to her and he goes, hey, well, do you want to make it six? And she said, no. And then another girl pressured her into saying, well, you've already got five, you may as well get six. And he's never had sex before, so you'd be doing him a favor. And she felt obligated. The girls did it to themselves. They fucking mentally abuse each other. I've said this time and time again. Women will mentally abuse each other and take it out on each other. Is it any wonder why they know how to psychologically destroy a man? Because they go home and they practice with their mom, they come out into the streets and they practice with the people out on the streets, and then bam, they take it out on you. Their moms are in competition with them. I see it all the time. A mom will let a stray dog into the house just as much as she would allow, a young man with no family, a disgruntled family with no future, move in with her daughter. Because her want and her belief is that if I give this guy shelter, if I take care of him, he's gonna take care of us. If I treat him like family, if I just let him paint his own delusion that he's my family, or he's a part of this family, and if my daughter doesn't fuck this up, he'll pay me back for all that time I let him spend with me. Of course, like, part of it also has to deal with the womanly, motherly nature. But my point is that I see this all the time. It happens so often that a woman will take in a stray. And the daughter's only using him for limited time only. That's what the mom doesn't realize. Sorry. I don't know if you could hear that, but I was having a moment, a really bad flashback. So, for me, I began to understand that every girl Well, looking back at the girls that I dated, every girl that I dated, they dated me for the simple fact that I was a reflection of them. And I recognize that nature to want to save the protector. And the more and more I would fall into that role, the harder and harder it was for me to leave. The harder it was for me to want to detach. And so I'm telling you this as men, I'm sharing this with you. Because women inevitably end up dating their own black mirrors. Women end up getting involved with the most destructive people on the planet because they themselves are destructive. It's like if you've ever gone out and you've seen a woman, who's with a guy, and you could tell that they're both tweakers, just tweaking along together. And the guy is a selfish piece of shit. And the only reason why that woman nurtures him and cares about him and does all this shit is because inevitably, at one point or time or another, he'll come back with a fucking rock or a stone or whatever, some smashed garbage, and they'll get high together. And that is their moment of bonding, is that fucking high. And this woman will fucking lose her teeth. She will lose her fucking nails. She will lose her hair. She will lose everything just to be with this guy for that high. How many times have you seen a fucking girl who's with this abusive piece of shit and she will stick with him forever? I mean, my ex-girlfriend's a perfect example of that. She was with her ex for 11 years. She told me some horrific fucking stories, man. I'm talking about borderline murder. And she was with him for 11 years before she got together with me. And she said, the last time we spoke, she said that he wasn't that bad of a man. And I remember I told her, "You mean to tell me that the man who threw you on the ground, kicked your stomach while your baby was in the womb, had you bleed almost to death, which caused you to prematurely have your son? You mean to tell me that that guy is that guy is worthy of your love? He's not that bad. The guy who's out on the street right now, tweaking his fucking mind out, who can't even tell the difference between Monday and Tuesday. That guy. He's the one who's not that bad. Okay. Maybe you should go back to him." She gave me this look. Like she was horrified. She stayed quiet throughout the entire time I held her accountable. Come to find out, maybe that story wasn't even true. But women will always date themselves. And at the time, I was just as gullible. I mean, lucky for me, I had a college education, so I wasn't fucking stupid. But I wasn't good at reading people, and neither was she. And she was just as gullible as I was. I take people for face value. If you tell me a story, I'm gonna believe it. Because it's your story. So, yeah. I think that a lot of you men have gone through some horrible and horrific shit. having half of your life stolen away, having half of your, or all of your life stolen, all of your investment, all of your time, all of your energy to building a family fucking ripped from you. But you gotta ask yourself, what part of yourself were you dating? What part of yourself did you marry? 9 times out of 10, you were always trying to protect this woman. But what part of that woman did you see attractive? Because they were also a reflection of you. And the longer you take the time to realize and look into the mirror and focus, like, a man will date a woman for all of her weaknesses and try to turn them into strengths. As a matter of fact, girls nowadays will tell you that exact thing. They want a man who is going to lift them, elevate them, bring them to a higher, you know, a higher level of themselves.